entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome all to The Max. I am your host, Max Tucci. You can always check me out at MaxTucci.com. Well, I got to tell you all, tonight's going to be a fantastic, amazing, spicy show. And why do I say spice? Because I've got DJ Chef on, coming on himself. He's going to spice up To The Max. I want you to call in at 323-203-0815 for an unblocked number so you can ask him your cooking concerns. So I got to tell you all, welcome. How was your week? How was your week? How was your day? Well, mine was great. But I'm going to dedicate this show tonight to Andra in West Haven. She is definitely one lady that lives life to the max. So, Andra, this show's for you. Happy birthday. You know who I got to say it to. Julianne Caluso in Firenze, Italia. Happy birthday to you. Edgardo, also in Firenze. Kelly Rourke, my girl. We went to school together. Who else's birthday is it? There's a lot of birthdays going on. But you know what I want to tell you all, too? That Julianne has a great company in Florence, colorsoftuscany.com. You can get that information on my webpage. She's got a great company. If you're looking to rent a villa in Florence, Italy, or you're looking for a personal shopper, she's the woman who you call. So speaking of the woman who you call, we've got another fantastic guest coming on tonight, Rolita James. She's going to inspire you. And also, I'm going to be on a radio show on Blog Radio with Coco Melvin coming up this Sunday. So I want to plug that. And it's blogtalkradio.com. I'll be on this Sunday at 3 o'clock. New Beginnings is the show. And I will be Coco's guest. So I'm really looking forward to being on someone else's radio show. That's going to be a lot of fun. And let me tell you all what a week I had. Good times, good times. I want to tell you about my favorite watch real quick. Let's get that out of the way. Invicta Watches. Go to InvictaWatch.com. I got to say hi to Jackie, my friend Jackie in Cape Cod. I'm not going to spell anymore Jackie on the website because if you want the information, you're going to go to MaxTucci.com to get it. You know, it's a growing process being a radio host. It's a new thing for me, but I've been here since May on LA Talk Radio, and it's a lot of fun. So everyone check out LATalkRadio.com. And why do I tell you to check it out? Because you too can have your own show. So if you're interested in having a show, then why not call Sam here at the station and see if there's a time slot available for you. You never know what you could be doing next. So any minute now, we're going to have DJ Chef call us. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, and you know what I have to say happy birthday to? My literary agent, Maura. Happy birthday to you, Maura. You're coming up this week. The 30th is your birthday. Let's get some book deals going. You know, the restaurant's almost ready to go. So the book deals are going to come, girl. We're going to have our platform that you say I need. So the restaurant's going to be at Oscars Delmonico in downtown Stamford, Connecticut. Was there today with some designers and my chef, and it was pretty cool, y'all. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. It's going to be a lot of fun. Also, I got to tell you all, if you're going to go holiday shopping, go to Asprey, please. The gifts range, I swear to you, from $75 up to God knows what, a couple million probably. But and everywhere in between. So if you're looking for a fantastic, beautiful holiday gifts, Asprey.com. It's one of my favorite places on the earth. And great people work for them too. And Asprey is a wonderful place to go. So they just have their new boutique on Madison Avenue. And we're going to take our caller right now. And everyone, I know who the caller is because I can see it on the switchboard here. We got DJ Chef. You guys know him from Food Network. Others might know him as Mark, but we know him as DJ Chef. He's the chef that rocks, and welcome to the Max.
Hey, Max, what's going on, my man?
How you doing?
Good, good. What's cooking?
So, what's cooking? Well, we got a lot of things cooking. We got Thanksgiving right around the corner. We got my restaurant working on, opening up, and we got you, the celebrity chef and spin master.
That's what's up, man. Congratulations on the restaurant.
You know, as you know, everything with cooking is a slow process, right? We got to get it right.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's a lot of work.
But it's going to be a fun venture. So, you know, I'm glad that you're on the show because you've got amazing things happening for you. Not only do you go around doing this fun thing that you called, you know, you're the DJ chef. You spice up the parties with the music and the food. And speaking of spicing up, you got a new spice line coming out. Or is it already out?
Yeah, it's out. It's actually a relaunch. It's something I was toying with a couple years back, but, you know, fine-tuned it and relaunched it. DJ Chef's Cooking with Flavor. And I'm really excited about it because, you know, my distributor, he, you know, grinds everything fresh for me. Everything's all natural, no preservatives, no additives, you know, and I have, you know, a flavor for each, you know, protein. We have the DJ Chef's poultry flavor, seafood flavor, steak and chop flavor, and the spicy firehouse flavor. So I got all the areas covered in the kitchen.
We need to get a Delmonico's flavor with you, too, because, you know, that's my family's restaurant, so we got to talk about that. But you got a bunch of
flavors. That's awesome. I was surprised to learn that. I didn't even know that. I was reading your bio. That's very cool.
My grandfather was the one who started the whole craze back in the day. But you're starting a
legendary restaurant here in New York.
Yeah, it's legendary, like my grandfather, and like you. You're really carving a niche for yourself, man. You got it covered. So how did you get started with becoming a DJ chef? Like who put that idea in your head? Was it yourself?
You know, it just kind of came together naturally. You know, I was a DJ when I was younger. You know, just rocking out the local parties and stuff. And you know, I got pretty popular as a DJ. There weren't that many back in the day. And I just got a job during the day at a caterer, you know, just kind of like prepping and making salads and stuff. And, you know, I actually became a pretty good chef, you know, and the owner kept, you know, trying to coax me to go to culinary school, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know. I just kept about, you know, DJing late and stuff, coming in late, you know, and whatnot. And I don't know, one day it just sunk in, you know. I showed up at New York Restaurant School on 34th Street, left DJing behind. And I just got hooked, you know. I went on to work with Bobby Flay and Matt Kenny and all these great chefs in Manhattan. And, you know, I did the fine dining restaurant thing in Manhattan, you know, for a number of years throughout the city. And, you know, the restaurant business, you know, it's a tough business, you know, and it burned me out, you know. And,
I know. I
went to, you know, it's a lot of work, but, you know, it was great training for me. But, you know, I wanted to find something a little more fun to do with gourmet cooking, you know, than working in a restaurant, you know. And I took a job as a corporate chef, you know. And what was cool about that, you know, we did breakfast and lunch, you know, and catering for like big companies in Manhattan. And what was cool about it is it gave me the weekends off, you know. And I was used to working 100 hours a week, so I had all this time. And you know, just let my creative juices flow a little bit. You know, I just started doing dinner parties on the weekend for like executive stuff, you know, just as a chef, straight dinner parties. And then the Food Network came to our cable out here, you know, in Long Island, and, you know, everyone had this interest in cooking now. You know, so everybody would hang out in the kitchen, ask me all these questions, and, you know, the party was, like, kind of taking place in the kitchen. So I just started to give everybody recipes. I started to teach as I was doing the dinner parties. And then, you know, I'm sitting there watching Food Network myself one night, and I just thought, all these shows are boring. You know, it's just like, okay, mix this, serve that, boom, and the show's over, you know. It wasn't really that entertaining at the time. So I thought to, like, come up with an idea for, like, an MTV-style cooking show, because I was still in that, you know, kind of mindset, you know, with the music and stuff. So yeah, I thought to put the DJ and the chef together, you know, because that was the only element that was missing at my parties, you know, with the music. So I thought DJ, chef, you know, party in the kitchen, you know, coming soon. I put that on my website. I had a little website going at the time. And, you know, my clients going on there looking for the cooking class dinner parties were like, hey, what's this DJ Chef thing you got going on here? How come we don't get the music? Looks like a lot of fun. So I was like, well, okay. So I just started, you know, I got some new equipment, and I started DJing as I was doing these cooking class dinner parties and created the cooking party. And that just took off. Boom. You know, I was doing them every weekend. And then all of a sudden one day, like, the corporation started calling me up saying, you know, we want you for our big, you know, a holiday party or, you know, a corporate event and 500 people, you know. So I'm like, well, that's a lot of people to sit in the kitchen. So I came up with a format where I DJ the big event, you know, I DJ, and then I'm just cooking up some finger food on the side. And with that format, that just took me all over the country, all these, you know, food events, festivals and corporate events all over the country and stuff. And then, you know, number Whole Food Network called me up and they featured me on the show called What's Hot, What's Cool, kind of like the hottest trends in food. I did MTV Spring Break with Lindsay Lohan. I was on the Discovery Channel show, The Party Planner with David Teterra, world-renowned.
Yes, so you did your
planner.
Thing, huh?
Yeah, you know, and just me being me, doing my thing, and
Would you think, would you call it your dream to become a chef, or how, like, what would you call this phenomenon that you started?
You know, I don't know what to call it, you know, I mean, DJ Chef kind of says it all, but it's just me being me, you know, it's just two things that I really like to do. I've always done parties in a sense, you know, whether I was a DJ, cooking for people. I like to, you know, have, you know, I like to entertain people, making sure they're having a good time, you know, and whatever that may be, like, this is kind of what it is, you know, hit them with all the senses, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're doing that, and you know what? All my callers, all my listeners out there, if you want to call in tonight, call in, 323-203-0815. DJ Chef is on the line, on To The Max, to help you answer all your questions, all your cooking concerns. Just if you call, please call in from an unblocked number so we can take your calls, because the switchboard freaks out a little bit. But so right now you're doing your, what's next for you besides what you're doing right now? Like, are you going to be on any TV spots? I know you got some things coming up.
You know, I've always got some things, you know, like on the fire, so to speak, and, you know, I don't have anything real definite right now, as far as TV, but I do have a lot of, events coming up. I'm doing this event, December 7th, I believe, it's at the Palisade Center Mall, and I hear this is, like, one of the biggest malls in the country, and, it's, like, Restaurant Week.
Is that in Westchester?
Rockland County? Rockland,
yeah. I know,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
it is
and,
a huge mall. They got a Ferris wheel on that mall and everything. That's a big mall.
Yeah. I heard that. I was like, wow, you know, and having an Iron Chef competition right there in the mall. And, you know, the publicist called me up to kind of MC, host, you know, and turn into I'm going to, like, perform a little bit before the Iron Chef.
Spin and fry, right?
Activities get underway. Yeah. So I'll pump up the crowd a little bit, you know, I'll do a little tasting of my own. Then, you know, I'll just be emceeing and, you know, keeping everybody flowing throughout the competition and, you know, keeping the festivities going. So those things are always fun.
Yeah, no, you know, the chef that I'm actually taking that's going to be joining my team with the restaurant, he just filmed Iron Chef not too long ago, so he's going to be on. So, and we're all dying to find out if he won or not, and he can't say, and we're just, like, going crazy to find out if he won or not. But it's Iron Chef, man, that took off, too. But so... Now, I want to talk because, you know, a lot of people aren't really doing spices. So you really, it's like a roux. It's like people don't do roux and they don't do spices. And you got the spicing going. Are there going to be more flavors coming out or what do you want to do with that spice line?
Yeah. I want to expand it, you know, into, you know, sauces, you know. I mean, sky's the limit, really. You know, I just thought, you know, something for just like, you know, the real, you know, today, people don't have time to cook from scratch. You know what I mean? It's just right. Everyone's busy. You know, you're on the BlackBerry, you're on the internet, you're working. You know, you got the kids. You know, so this is like, you know, all your herbs and spices, seasonings, all in one. You know, so like if you want to do a quick meal, like the poultry flavor, so mm-hmm. like for the holidays coming up, what you can do is you could sprinkle it right on the turkey, just like that. Or what I like to do is make like a little rub, a little paste. You know, a little olive oil in a bowl. Add enough seasoning to make a little paste, a little rub, and just rub that turkey down all over on the inside and the outside. Just pop it in the oven, boom, and you're going to get a nice, you know, flavorful crust on the outside of that bird, and it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, you know what? We got a caller right now, so let's take this call and see what they have to ask, because maybe it's a Thanksgiving question about that turkey. Caller, you're live on To The Max.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So what's your question, caller?
Well, my question is this. Actually, I wanted to know, you know, when you buy spices in a store like tarragon or marjoram, you know, and they come in and you just need to use a little bit of them in the recipe?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was wondering, do I have to wash them before I put them in a plastic bag and freeze them for the next time?
I mean, I wouldn't wash dry spices, you know. Sometimes you could reconstitute them, you know, by having them sit in, like, a warm water kind of thing. But I think what you're talking about is, you know, just regular dried spice. So I mean, they have a pretty decent shelf life. You know, my spice has no preservatives and stuff, but the stuff that you buy in the store, you know, has preservatives in it. You know, the mental last, you know, a few months, if not a year. You know, you got to read the packaging, but, you know, I don't think you really would have to freeze them.
Your spices, now, caller, you know what? DJ Chef has his own spices out now. So I encourage you to go on djchef.com, and that's the place where you could buy them. There's also a toll-free number you can order them on. But do you have any questions about Thanksgiving? Because it's coming right up around the corner.
Oh, well, you know, I always hear different ways of cooking the turkey. They say put it in the, you know, put it in a bag and cook it very, very low, like for 12 hours. And, you know, what do you recommend? What is the best way to cook a turkey?
A big trend now is brining the turkey. I mean, if you have room in your fridge, you know, there's a lot of good brines out there. You see a lot of recipes where, you know, you'll brine it overnight in a combination of, like, vinegar, water, sugar, salt, and that really helps, you know, get that turkey nice and moist. And, you know, after that, you'd wash the turkey off, and then you'd season it. And, you know, there's a couple of techniques for turkey, you know, cooking. I like to keep the heat up very high, brown it on both sides, you know, and then you turn the oven down and finish the turkey off on a lower heat. And, you know, that way it cooks nice and evenly and you got your nice crust on the outside.
Right.
Yeah, I remember my mother used to do that, but then she used to kind of tent the turkey with aluminum foil. Is that necessary to do?
The key is, you know, the dark meat takes longer to cook than the white meat. So if you cover your turkey and you have a little liquid in the bottom of the pan, what you're going to do, you're going to create a little steam. And that's going to help, you know, keep the turkey moist, you know, which is always the key, you know, when, you know, you're cooking a whole bird when, you know, you have white meat.
DJ Chef, I hate to interrupt you, but I got to say thank you to that caller because we got another caller and we're live and we're limited on time. So, caller, I hope you got some great advice. And always check out LATalkRadio.com where you can hear these shows in archive and get those tips again.
Oh, I will definitely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Bye.
All right. Bye. DJ Chef, we got another call. So, caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy calling. And I apologize. I was having a really hard time getting the show to stream on my computer. So I don't know what the last caller asked. So if I'm being redundant.
Not a problem. What's your question?
My question is, I've got a bunch of traditionalists who want the same old every year. And I'm just wondering, there's a little something I can add either to the stuffing or something in the base of the turkey that will give it just a little bit more excitement, a little more.
So you want to spice it up, right?
Kind of spice it up.
All right,
we got something for you. You're in luck. You know, I came out with a all natural seasoning line that came out here just for the holidays. DJ Chef's Cooking with Flavor, and I have one of the flavors is poultry flavor, and it's a great blend of herbs and seasonings that. You know, you really could just sprinkle right on the turkey, add to your gravies or your sauces that you're going to make that day, and it'll just give it the right amount of flavor to help, you know, create something new and exciting.
Well, what would you say that the base herbs are in that? Sage?
In this
secret
particular
ingredients.
Blend, you know, it's...
Oh, I don't want to know how to...
What's that?
I don't want to give away all the secrets.
I was saying there's secret ingredients. But you know what, caller? You can go on DJ Chef's website. It's djchef.com. And DJ Chef, how is the order going? Will people get these in time for the holidays?
Yeah. We're going to get them out in time. You know, if you place them within the next day or two, you know, we'll work out the shipping so you get it in time.
Great.
So
Great.
Go online, hit up his page, get your spice on, and you can pick from four different flavors. So obviously,
if you order today from To The Max, you get a free DJ Chef party CD, which you can rock out in the kitchen while you're cooking your Thanksgiving meal.
So that code, when you call in, would be add To The Max to the order, and then you can get your CD. We just made that up, but I think it works for me. So we're doing our own QVC here on LA Talk Radio. We're not just talk radio. We say what we want. So now I have a question for you. Now, you know, because your seafood flavor here, could we do that, like funk it up and do the seafood flavor? I don't know what it is, but have that flavor on vegetables?
Yeah, I mean, if you like a particular seasoning, I mean, I think the poultry flavor is more of a general seasoning. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of familiar stuff in there, like oregano, basil, garlic, onion powder, a little lemon peel. And, you know, I kind of use that on a lot of things like vegetables or just general, you know, meats and anything, sauces. I use it as an all-purpose seasoning. You know, I just kind of put it out there as poultry flavor because, you know, chicken is kind of like the all-purpose meat these days. We eat a lot of chicken here in the United States. So, you know, I use that blend, like I said, as poultry flavor, but that's great for everything. And the firehouse flavor, too, is great as a general seasoning if you like a little extra spice. You know what I'm saying?
The firehouse will kick your butt, right? Is it that spice?
Yeah, it's got a kick. It's got some cayenne in there, some ground chilies. And but, you know, it's just not like heat hot where you're just walking away, right. Your mouth's on fire. You know, it's a lot of flavor.
And your lips are swollen. There's nothing worse than when the spice is so hot, and then it's like your lips tingle for 3 days. But
yeah, that's not even fun. That's not even fun.
that's not enjoyable. But Cindy, you know, DJ Chef also will come out to you guys. He does private engagements, so if you have any events coming up, hit him up. Have him at your next party.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too.
And you know what? Buy his spices, and you're going to get his CD too if you buy the spices by using To The Max code. And spice up your stuffing.
Thanks,
get cooking with flavor.
All right. Get cooking. There you go. Get cooking with flavor. There you go. That's the tagline. Have a good night, Cindy.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone's calling with their last-minute Thanksgiving dilemmas, I think. But, yeah, some good advice. So, you know, I'm a big fan of frying the turkey. I know it's fat kid in me. It's like fat America. Let's fry our turkeys, but they're so good when they fry them. So that's another tip you could have out there. My first caller said, what's a unique way? I think fry them up. Deep fry them. Deep fry your turkey and add some flavor. So there you go. But so you're going to be at the Palisades Mall coming up. What date was that again?
I believe it is December 6th.
December 7th.
Yeah, let me double check that. December 7th. Yeah, from 12. Yeah, it's a Sunday, December 7th. I'll be there. I think the Iron Chef competition gets underway 1 to 3, but I'm going to get there a little early, get the beats going, get some treats going, and warm the crowd up for a big event.
All right, December 7th. If you're in the New York tri-state area and you want to see DJ Chef, and you want to, now you're going to be sampling your spices there too? If you want to get
Yeah. I'm gonna have them all the time at all my events. You know, so you can get them, you know, on site at these events as well. You know, actually, you know, this weekend coming up after Thanksgiving is what they call Black Friday. You know, a big shopping day, I'm gonna be doing a little thing at my friend's store in the Roosevelt Field Shopping Mall. It's just so funny. Like, I never did an event in the mall, and I got two. No, but. Yeah, he has a clothing store called Bacharach, and, you know, I'm going to be spinning the beats and, you know, cooking up a little sampling as well if you're in the Long Island area this Friday.
All right. Well, I know that this is LA Talk Radio, but, you know, I'm mostly on the East Coast, everybody. So due to the magic of the Internet and the magic of Skype and so many other great features, we get to bring the show to you, even though I'm here in New York. So if you're in New York, as most of my listeners are, I encourage you to come out this weekend. The 7th, not this weekend, the following weekend, the 7th, and come and see DJ Chef, come and sample the new flavors of the month, and what can I tell you, let's see, I don't know, I just got lost for a minute, because I'm reading your site here. You can purchase the 4-pack gift set and receive the free DJ Chef CD, music you can cook to, and also you can go on www.djchef.com, or call 516-263-CHEF to get your package of DJ Chef's Cooking with Flavor spices. So I got to tell you, I'm going to order them up too because, you know, I cook. I get my cook on and I want to figure this all out.
Yeah, put that on your website.
Yeah, I've been cooking since I was a child in the Delmonico kitchen. So no better place to cook.
You were really known for like a certain dish, like a steak dish or something?
Yeah, well, we have the Delmonico cut steak. My grandfather actually invented the wedge salad back in the 30s with the iceberg lettuce and the tomato and the blue cheese. And actually, Cereal from the Cirque had something to say about it. Like, how could you serve this salad? But it's now one of the most famous salads in the world.
Yeah, and actually, also, I come back now.
Yeah. And then also Eggs Benedict, Lobster Newberg, Oysters Rockefeller. The list goes on. A lot of firsts. So, you know, I'm taking my grandfather's lineage and my father's lineage, and I'm doing my first restaurant by myself with, you know, some investors, because that's a smart way to do it now. And we should be open hopefully in May, so you got to come to the opening in Stamford, Connecticut. Not that far from you.
I expect to see that opening invitation in the mail.
You'll get it. In the email these days, but no, I'm still a paper person, so you'll get a handwritten invitation. But everyone, I want to let you know, because DJ Chef is out of Long Island, and all of the spices are made in Long Island. So I know my New York listening base that you're fans of where you're from. So if you're a fan of Long Island and you want a homemade good, get DJ Chef's flavors, because they are all made out of Long Island, right?
Yeah, everything's made here. All the spices are blended here. And, you know, it's just good to, you know, support local businesses as well as, you know, as chefs try to do, you know.
And now, you know what, we got to ask the question, how much are the spices for the four set?
The spices are $6.99 each, doing the set for $28 with the CD. And, you know, it makes a nice gift as well coming up with the, you know, the holidays.
And since they're spices, people, you don't just use them once. So you get some good uses out of them. So on that note,
absolutely.
And they're great stocking stuffers. Buy them for stocking stuffers. I'm a big foodie, so if I can plug anybody with food, you do your thing. Because I love people who are inventive and coming out with spices. Because everyone comes out with, you know, Emerald did his pots and pans, but spices are the thing for me. So I'm very, very happy to have you on to promote your new line, with your relaunch of your line. And hopefully we'll see more of you on TV. We need some good solid entertainment.
Yeah, I'm pitching and plugging away, you know, with the more, you know, out-of-the-box cooking show. So, you know, hopefully one day, you know, someone will say, let's do it, you know, and we'll have a little DJ show.
And that day is going to be sooner than you think. That day will be sooner than you think. So
they didn't think I would still be here now just doing events. So, you know, that's how it goes, you know.
And there's probably more money in events anyway, so you might want to just stay in those. Well, who knows now with all these companies going up? You got to get the bar mitzvahs and the bat mitzvahs. That's where the real money's at. So teach them how to cook and spin it up. But it's been a pleasure to have you on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. You're more than welcome to come on anytime when you have a new product that you want to plug, or if you're on a show that you want to let us know about. You got a new home here. You're foodie. So I take all my foodies and I put them all together, and then I let them have my show to plug themselves. So congratulations on everything you're doing. And
thanks,
I wish I was in town the 7th, but unfortunately it's like Art Basel in Florida that weekend. Is it? I think it is. And I got like this Andy Roddick event. So unfortunately I'm not going to be in town. But if I was going to be in town, I would totally be there. So I'm going to send someone from the To The Max camp over here to check it out and find out what's going on and meet you in person. So look out for someone. And on that note, everybody, that was DJ Chef. I think we got the line cut off for a minute, but if you're still on the air, congratulations. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I'm here, Max.
All right, cool. So sign off, my brother, because I'm going to let you have the sign off right now. This is your show right now, so sign off, and then I'm going to get my next guest on the air. It's been a pleasure, my friend, to have you on. So anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
All right.
And everyone, what's your website one more time? Your website? The website, everyone, is djchef.com. Happy holidays. DJ Chef has wished everyone. So on that note, everyone, you're going to have a wonderful holiday because Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Sam, can we please get Rolita on the phone? Because speaking of thankful things, this is one woman I am very thankful for in my life. And DJ Chef, great. Get the spices, stocking stuffers. Do your thing, people. You know, inexpensive gift. So we're going to get Rolita James on the phone right now. That was Pat. That was DJ Chef doing his thing. I'm so happy. Remember, everyone, Delta.com. We're calling Rolita right now. Rolita is an amazing inspiration. She has formed an organization called passionorganization.org, and passion stands for pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity. I encourage you to go to that website, even if it's just for the music itself, because I know just from the music that you will be automatically drawn to her. And I can't listen to this song right now because this song changed my mind. So it's a fantastic song. But everyone, without any further ado, Rolita James, you're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio, where the waves have been broadcasted international. So welcome to my international show, To The Max. What's up?
Hey, Max, how are you?
Thank you so much for inviting. Absolutely. I just had a chef on, DJ Chef. He has his new spicing flavors, and he just wished everyone a happy Thanksgiving. And everyone, so I was thinking of the word thankful, and I said, one person I'm thankful for is you. So I want you to tell people exactly what is it you do with Passions and obviously with the church. So you now have the platform of To The Max to tell the world what you do.
First, I want to say thank you so much for having me on your show. And secondly, I would love to say I love that. Live life to the max. I think that is awesome. Passion was formed, actually. I had four sisters to pass away. Three of them passed away in 1 year, every 3 months of each other. And I had a dream, actually. And I had to decide which children I was going to take, what I was going to do. And I had a dream, and with the word passion and pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity. And I started an after-school tutorial program. And it's just amazing when God is on your side. We started out with five girls, and we ended up with about 70-something girls. And then, you know me, Max, just having fun, having a dollar and a dream. I started a basketball league and had no clue about basketball, and we ended up with over 100 boys. And we ended up going to the championship and winning. How is that for just pursuing a successful seed in spite of negativity?
And you know and what? It's also pursuing your dream. You know, a lot of people, like I was talking to DJ Chef, he said he loved cooking and he loved music. So those were his two things. You know, when you find the thing that you love, you're destined for greatness.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Listen, and you could do a hallelujah shout-out praise on my radio show. It's my show. You know what I'm talking about? So you can get your shout-out.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was about to bust. I am so excited.
Now, everyone, I got to tell you all. What are we going to say?
No, I was saying I'm so excited you said that, because the next level that Passion is going to, that's different from all other after-school tutorial programs, is we're going on Passion on the Go, where we're going to go from city to city and do some summer camps and things like that. We're very excited.
You're going to have to speak to, there's another show on LA Talk Radio called Living Vivaciously with my girl Nikisha. So I'm going to get you her information. Everyone, listen to Nikisha's show, too, if you want to be inspired, because she's got a great show on LA Talk Radio, and that is one woman that I'm going to put you in contact with, because the two of you, I know, are going to hit it off. So I got to tell everybody real quick. You know, Rolita James is also my pastor, in which, you know, I wanted to have her on to talk about passions, but I wanted to have her on and talk about life, because right now, you know, there's a shift changing. People don't know what is going on. And we all need that little bit of motivational kick in the butt sometimes. So that's another reason why I have you on, because I know that you've got words inside of you that can change not only people, but it can change nations. And since my show is internationally known to the max, because, you know, we're on the internet. You know, and everyone says the internet's a bad thing, but not to use it for the right thing. So, Rolita, I want you, whatever's in your spirit right now, just open up and let the world know exactly what they need to hear, because it's a time of difficulties. So we need some inspiration. So inspire my listeners.
Inspire your listeners. You know what? I believe sometimes being in the bathroom, in the shower, and with the shower running down your hair and your back, you just think you can sing. And one of the things that's really in my spirit is, there is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. There is no secret what God can do. And that's what I would inspire all over the world.
Well, you just did.
God can take what God can take, my life, which was a mess, and make it a masterpiece, that can go international. Someone needs to know that there is no secret. And I know some people are asking, where is God in the midst of all this mess?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that in the midst of this mess, that if we go back to the basics, that's the exciting thing. Let's go back to the basics. You can't just do any and everything you want to do, because there is a slogan that says the way you do anything is the way you do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to watch out how we do anything. We have to bring respect back into relationships. We have to bring hope back into families. It's time to just do the right thing. That's what's in my spirit. Bring love back into the communities. I see now in this age, this lost age, that it's me, my four, no more. I mind my business and go in my home. But that's not community, nor is it love. How will you ever know that someone is hurting?
Remember back at, like, you know, in Italy, and there's a lot of communities here. You know, there's that always that one old lady that knows everything that's going on.
Yes.
Those old ladies are disappearing.
They are. They are. They're people are afraid to cook and bring dinner to people's homes. People are afraid to watch your children. Everybody can sue for everything. But whatever happened to giving five compliments a day?
Uh-huh. I challenge this nation
to give 5 to 10 compliments per day. Say something kind, esteem others more highly than yourself, and watch what happens. And you will be amazed at what that will do to someone. There are people who haven't been told they were beautiful in ages.
Ever. What are you talking about, ages? Ever. Ever.
There are people who haven't been told, you know, wow, your outfit is really nice, or hey, that was a nice deed that you've done. It's just been amazing to say, you know, hey, I see you trying to start your own business. Go for it. I have your back. I don't have the $5,000 that you need, but here's $100 to get you going. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't do that anymore. And I think if we bring that back, the same way with church, if we bring church back to family,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's amazing. When you go to church, sometimes people don't sit as a family. You have, you know, the deacons in the front, the wives scattered all over the place, the children in the back. Instead of family, we don't have people saying, you know what, I'm going home to eat dinner with my family. And I'm not talking about all over. I'm just saying in general, because I'm sure somebody is still saying, I'm going home and I'm going to have dinner. I don't care if my wife is on my nerve. I'm going home because that is my priority. I don't, you know, there's wives who are saying, you know what, I can't take it. I know I can find a man better than the one I have, but she's making a decision to stay home and work it out. You know, there's some people that are really attentive to their children. And I think for those who are just too busy or where the world has beat them down, let's go back to prioritizing our life. There's something I do in my motivational speaking or life coaching courses where I do the pie wheel. What is going on in your life? Let's take this pie, cut it into slices, put these things in each slice. I would challenge anyone to do that. Make a circle, slice it in half, slice it across, slice it diagonal both ways, and begin to label it: family, investments, finances, school, education, children, relationship, hobbies, and then begin to look at it and see, is everyone getting their proper slice, or is something getting too much or too little? You know, there are times when your relationship, your investments is getting half the pie, but your relationship is getting maybe a quarter. of the pie. And I think that's a powerful thing now. And if we look at this pie and we look at it's our wife, it's our spouse, our husband. Are they getting their proper slice? Our children.
Right.
Are they Lockheed kids, or are they getting their proper slice? Are we too busy to go to their games? Are we too busy to sign them up in other activities? Are we too busy to just sit and speak with them about sex and STDs and life and their dreams and goals? What is taking up most of the ingredients in our pie?
Well, I think you just challenged the nation to do something that I don't think they've ever been told to do. Because I'm the first one to admit it. You know, I have nothing to hide. I tell it all what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like my life has always been an open book. And always speaking of books, I always plug my Al Roker book that I did Big Shoes. Because, we talked about fathers and fatherhood. And that was one thing, like, in my life where it's like, my father died when I was young. So it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying? And when I did that book, it was like, that piece of the pie then now has been fulfilled in the sense that I spoke about my father candidly and in a huge essay in the book, and I haven't spoken about him, I think, that much ever in my life, and it was like that part was missing. And then through that book with Al Roker, it was like that was another book that really showed me, wow, now I know who I am and what I'm supposed to do, which was, the restaurant. We've been talking about it. So you're absolutely right.
Wow.
It's like, and so we prioritize with what we're supposed to do. We forget, and it's not like we're going in about life, not caring or not, nothing is an issue. We just forget. We get caught up with another thing so quickly nowadays.
Woo!
And we forget about the root, and we're forgetting about the root, the core. And for me, the core is always my family, and I think that that's my challenge to the nation. It's like, find the core and make the core your family. Start there. Because I think when your family is all together, everything else will fall into place,
It's true. One thing that's beautiful is from a pastoral aspect, when Jesus died, he said, "It is finished."
Mm.
And I would also challenge the nation, because there's so many poets that are in the ground that have never written their poetry. There are so many maestros in the ground that have never displayed their talent to lead an orchestra. Don't go in the ground and not fulfill your purpose, because we all have to leave here. But when we leave here, we should have that same spiritual ingredient on our tombstone. It is finished. I did everything that I was born to do.
You told me a while ago. You told me a while ago, die empty, and I never forgot that.
That we have to die empty. How many people, they wait until they're sick and in the hospital, and you ask them what were they put here to do, and they do not know.
Yeah.
We would stop going on this rat race, chasing everything and dream, if we just stop and listen to ourselves. You said something so powerful today about there's television everywhere. There's television in the hospital room. There's television in the taxi cab. There's television in the car. There's television. What is that where the world doesn't want to be still and listen to your own
gas station?
In the gas station.
Bathrooms now?
Unbelievable. Elevators, there's television. How come you can't sit still and listen to your body and listen to your dreams? You always have to be influenced by something else, And it's so interesting, because just like music is one of the only things that can enter your body without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't stop and take time to say, with nothing, in silence, I want to hear my thoughts.
I don't want
to be influenced by anything else. I want to hear,
and,
even when we...
My word is with that. My word with that is, we need to be still and know. We are scared to be still. And by not being still, that's why this nation is in the turmoil that it's in today. Because people, they saw that American dream. They kept going. They kept going. They kept going. They kept fighting. They kept doing. They never stopped.
Ooh.
And all of a sudden, this is what happened. So be still. Once we're still, then we're going to know. And when we know, knowledge is power. So... what more can we say to that?
It's just like getting ready to plant. you have to let the ground be still for 2 years before you start the tealing again. We just keep digging, keep planting, keep tealing, keep planting, keep tealing.
Oops, I don't know if Rolita's here or not, but I don't know what just happened. I think we got cut off with her, but let's try to get Rolita back on the air. You know, live radio, stuff like this happens. So, let's see. I want to tell you all, if we can, if we have a minute, to what? Let's see. Food Network. Go to foodnetwork.com because, you know, DJ Shep was on there. So that's a fun thing. Foodnetwork.com. Rolita, I'm sorry we got cut off, but you know what? I'm going to call you in a moment because, unfortunately, I know there was a lot more to say, but this is not the last show I'm doing, so I'm going to have you back on. You know, it's Sunday night. My show, Brothers and Sisters, is on. I'm missing it to talk to y'all, but I love y'all that much that I can go to abc.com to rewatch it, so I'm not that concerned. But you know what else I wanted to tell y'all? I love y'all, and thank you all for tuning in. I'm like, doo-doo-doo, sappy-sappy now, but oh, you know where I'm going this week? I got to just pick up where I left off, so the show must go on. I'm going to go to the Agora Spa in Stamford, Connecticut. Go to agoraspa.com. I'll let you know the treatments that I got. They're going to be divine, I can just imagine. And I don't know what happened. We lost Rolita. And I don't even know if I'm still on the air, but I think I am. So if I'm still on the air and y'all can still hear me, thank you all for tuning in to the Max on LA Talk Radio. The word just freaks me out, but the only reason why I say it is because it's a space filler, so I'm not going to fill space with that anymore, because I'm going to spill face with, oh my goodness, I'm going to fill space with Delta.com, okay? I'm going away to Florida. I've got an Andy Roddick event coming up for his organization, and Delta's taking me there. So if you have any future travel plans, have Delta take you. Get on board, Delta. This is like the funniest thing ever, but I'm just about to crack up on myself. But here we go again with the ums. All right. Other than that, y'all, it's been a great show. Unfortunately, we lost Rolita. I don't know what happened. Not a problem. I'll have her back on my show again because I know, I don't know unless Sam can get her on there again real quick before we sign off and she can give a closing word. Here we go. Sorry. I am just typing to Sam, can we get Rolita back on the air? So, we'll see if we can, and hopefully we can, so we can close the show, because I want to get her in to close the show for me tonight. But, here we go with the ums. I want y'all to count my ums and email me at max@maxtucci.com, and let me know how many ums I said. But on that note, we're going to get Rolita back on the air. Don't despair. Rolita's coming up again on To The Max. So on that note, I'm looking forward to it. Guys, I got a quote that I want to share with you all. Yes. It's all good. It's all good. You know what? I didn't know if you were on the air or off the air. I was giggling. I said about 400 times. I challenged my listeners to count how many ums I said and email me with them because is a space filler. So I said, but you're back on To The Max. I tell everyone, do not despair. Rolita's here. But you know what I want to talk to you about real quick? Because we could, you know, I'm going to have you back on the show because I know that we're going to have a lot of fun and my show is always going to be here. I ain't going nowhere, people. So I just want to talk to you real quick about Bravo and the Atlanta girls, the Desperate Housewives of Atlanta with my girl Nene. Because we were talking about it today. And you're like, even in the confusion of the show, what happened? You got a message out of it.
Oh man! It was my first time watching it, and it was a marathon. I got an opportunity to see everything. And one thing I did like was everyone in the room was making a decision if Nene was ghetto, or whether she was this, or whether she was that. And I began to look at Nene, and I looked at her life, and I said, "Wow, she's the only one that's transparent on this show." She's the only one that's willing to show her scars that others may be healed. Mm-hmm. And that blew me away. And I began to watch her life, and she began to talk about her domestic violence situation and finding out who her father was and just being honest. Did I agree with everything that she did? No, I did not. However, I found it very interesting that she was the one willing to show her scars. I also liked Lisa. If Lisa is the mixed sister that's married to the NFL player, she's a go-getter. She was, you know, one that appeared to be so real, and I thought that was also interesting and nice. One thing that blew my mind, though.
What blew your mind? By the way, everyone, go to bravotv.com where you can find out your local listings for the show. And what blew your mind?
What blew my mind was the way Kim and... I also wanted to say something about Deshaun. Deshaun has a heart that is so pure. That was amazing. However, when she was doing her gala, she had a desire and she went for it. But she didn't use the people that have already blazed the trail. I think it would have been a phenomenal success if she would have went to someone that have already paved the way. And yeah. I think she still can do it. I thought that was powerful. But Kim was the one who blew my mind. Is that the one that was the country singer?
I don't know. Kim was. But you know what? We're gonna have to talk about Kim next week. You know why? Because it's close an hour, bro. The show flies by.
It seemed like two minutes.
And you know what? It hasn't been. It's almost been one full hour on LA Talk Radio. So I want to thank all of my listeners. Rose, stay on the line with me because I want you to hear my quote of the week. It's from my girl, everybody, Joan of Arc. And the quote is, "I am not afraid. I was born to do this." So on that note, everyone, you can give you a big old shout out for that because I know that I'm not afraid to do the restaurant because I was born to do this. At the "I am not afraid," there's a dot, dot, dot. Fill that dot, dot, dot in whatever display you feel you're supposed to do. "I am not afraid because," and finish it with "I was born to do this." Remember, everybody, that the only way to live, bro, I'm going to call you after the show because we're going to have, you know, we do like Oprah after the show. We do Max after the show, but it's off the air. But then I type it in. So go to MaxSushi.com for more information. Special thank you to DJ Chef. Check him out at DJChef.com. To Rolita, what's your website?
ThePassionOrganization.org.
Get all the information at MaxTucci.com. And everyone, remember to take life. Rolita, good night. Where are we taking life to?
To the max!
To the max! Everyone, good night. I'm out of here. Sam, wrap it up. I gotta go.
You're listening to the max. Only on LA Talk Radio.